it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Gerben tells me of slippery paths if you're walking around the Ballycar Road area of Newmarket and Fergus this morning. Be careful if you're out and about. Temperatures were a bit low. Should be warming up now, but obviously still some issues in certain parts. We move on, though, not too far away from Newmarket and Fergus. Shannon Commercial Properties recently announced it's stepping up the pace of its €40 million investment in state-of-the-art property solutions at the Shannon Free Zone. The company is reporting strong demand for commercial property in this region, and by the end of the year says it will have brought over 500,000 square feet of new or upgraded office, manufacturing and warehouse facilities to the market at the Shannon Free Zone in the 4 years from 2015 to 2018. This work is being, as I said, led by Shannon Commercial Properties, one of the arms of Shannon Group. The Managing Director of Shannon Commercial Properties is Ray O'Driscoll. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm very good, and thank you very much for joining us. When Shannon Group was established, when the airport came in with yourselves in Shannon Commercial Properties and the Heritage Arm as well, there was a lot of focus on the work that you'd be doing and your group, your arm of the group will be doing because it's seen as very important in delivering jobs to this county and to this region. So when we hear a €40 million investment and at the pace of that being stepped up, what do you think that says in terms of your delivery of that promise of generating those jobs?
Well, I think we had a major project to take on here. There'd been a significant underinvestment in the Shannon Free Zone in the last 20 years. And if you drove around the Free Zone 3 or 4 years ago, you would have seen a neglected and slightly tired business park. And our goal now is to fundamentally change that. We started work once the Shannon Group company was formed, and us being one of the key companies in that group, we commenced a significant investment program. Between 2015 and 2018, we will have spent about €40 million on either new or upgraded property solutions in the business park, and it's just the first phase of our development program.
So what have you, in terms of describe it on the ground, what have you delivered and what sort of a difference is it making so far? I mean, for example, I know the building works are ongoing close to where Jaguar are moving in. That came about because of this investment, or at least in part.
It certainly did. We've upgraded about 300,000 square feet of older 1980s properties, and they are all occupied now. And they're occupied by aviation, aerospace companies, engineering companies, manufacturing companies, and that's given us great confidence, the fact that 300,000 square feet of older units were upgraded and were taken up probably before we'd finished the upgrading work.
Okay.
Gives us a degree of confidence. We also commenced construction on a new office block and a new engineering unit. Again, we had no specific tenants in mind for that. It was a spec build, as we would call it. But we were confident that once we started to build something out of the ground, we would see some demand. And that's what's happened. You know, Jaguar Land Rover have taken that new office block and taken the engineering unit next to it. They've announced 150 new engineering staff. But I suppose the facilities they're taking allows them to grow in the years to come.
Okay. And how hard or otherwise is it to get the likes of Jaguar, to get those other companies to come in and say, yeah, we'll take that? I mean, you're making it sound very easy.
We're making it sound very easy. Well, first of all, we've got good partners with companies or organisations like the IDA and Enterprise Ireland. That's important. And secondly, we've got great assets here. We've got a business park with 160 companies, 7,500 employees. It's the largest multi-sector business park in the country outside of Dublin. It's got a significant cluster of aviation aerospace companies, but it's also got clusters of medical device companies, engineering, manufacturing, financial services, you know, a very large range of companies providing very significant employment. And companies who move to Ireland like to be in clusters. They like to be where other companies are. It gives them a degree of confidence, and that's important. We also have great infrastructure. You've got motorway infrastructure right up to the front door almost of where the new Jaguar Land Rover building is going to be. You don't have significant congestion. It's a bit more than what it was 3 or 4 years ago, but nothing like it would be in Dublin or Galway or some of the other locations.
Sure.
So great infrastructure. We've got the airport, very important again for, you know, tenants of ours who keep mentioning the airport as a significant factor in their decision-making process. If you look at, you know, GE, flying in and out of Boston, if you look at Jaguar Land Rover flying in and out of Birmingham, you know, it's very important for our staff. And so the airport's a very key factor okay. here.
It's a strong offering that you have, then obviously. Is there any fly in the ointment? I mean, you mentioned the extra congestion. That's going to happen. It's at peak times. It's understandable. But are there any issues that you see?
No, I don't really. I'm being a bit flippant when I say about congestion, Gavin.
It's a few minutes. It's nothing
comparison.
Major.
I'm very upbeat and positive about the future here right now. And the success we've had in the last 12 months in particular does give us, you know, a very high degree of confidence that the next phase of development, which we're already planning, will be successful. Like almost over 500,000 square feet of newer upgraded property solutions are now occupied, or we have signed heads of terms or leases on same. So we now need to build something new. So we got board approval in December to demolish the next 12 acres that we've identified here in Shannon Free Zone West. That will commence in 2018, and we will be announcing a program of new property solutions there in the latter part of this year.
Another multi-million euro investment, obviously.
Another multi-million euro investment.
Do you have all the finance that you need? I mean, could this? I guess these things have to be done in stages, but could they go quicker if you had more money available?
We have enough finance to deal with the current development program, and we have the ability to raise finance to focus on the next development program. So right now, finance is not a significant challenge for us. And I suppose success breeds success, in that when you deliver a product and you land significant tenants, the ability to raise finance becomes easier.
Okay. We, in my business, we focus on job numbers. And, you know, the announcement of Jaguar was the announcement of 150 jobs. Very welcome for the region and for the people listening to this programme. So using your crystal ball and looking ahead to whatever sort of a time frame you think appropriate, Ray, all of these developments have the potential, and indeed will lead to more enterprise and more employment. How many more jobs can and you hope will be created over the coming years?
Not all the job creation. First of all, job creation is not our role. Okay,
sure, I appreciate that.
That's the IDA in Enterprise Ireland. But by providing the property solutions that we're providing, certainly helps and enables that. IDA and Enterprise Ireland will struggle very significantly to attract new jobs into the region if we do not have property solutions. Okay, we are providing the property solutions that's enabling the growth in the region right now. And there are not that many other players doing that. And we're delighted to do that. It makes commercial sense. So everyone's achieving their goals. I would say that, you know, there's almost 8,000 people now in the Shannon Free Zone. It's probably up about 1,000 from the last three to four years. Mm. Not all down to us. You know, you've got fantastic companies like EI Electronics, Element 6, who've all had significant growth. I see that continuing, to be honest. I see the potential for, you know, further significant growth in the years to come. I don't want to be a hostage to fortune by putting any numbers down on it, Gavin. But I do see significant growth. I think so much has changed here in the last 3 to 4 years, and I do see that continuing.
When the separation of Shannon was announced, there was a target of 3,000 to 3,500 jobs in 5 years. That has been slower, but is that number achievable then? I'll give you that. You can be somebody else. You can be hostage to somebody else's prediction.
I'll take that on then. I think it is achievable, but maybe in a slightly longer time frame than what was initially expected.
Oh, yeah. The time frame has been missed, certainly. I mean, that's almost inevitable. But, I mean, you are looking at an additional 2,000 to 2,500 jobs potentially, which is fantastic to hear if it comes about in the years ahead. You're also working outside of the free zone as well. And I just wanted to get kind of as much as you can, a bit of an overview as to your plans for the likes of some of your sites in Ennis and elsewhere, in Clare in particular, because I'm sure they're working hand in hand. It's not just the free zone that you're focusing on.
Yes, well, our priority has been the free zone, because that's where the low-hanging fruit was, and that's where the significant underdevelopment had been in the last 20 years. But the other key site in Clare, I suppose, that would be important for people in Ennis would be the Innovation Park. We're currently upgrading the road and the access into the office building that we have there. That's fundamental. We have about 85% occupancy in our office block there, and it's always been a challenge to get 100% occupancy, you know, partly because the access wasn't what we would have liked. So we're changing that now. That work is ongoing as we speak, and will be finished in the next couple of months. Clare County Council are finishing off the access point into that road. To access our site there, you'll go through that new road in the future.
Okay.
That will help market it. We're going to rebrand the business park, yet to be announced. And when we rebrand that, we're going to market that again aggressively out there, maybe looking for potential partners to look at development opportunities. But the first point here is to finish off the road, get it ready, make it attractive as a site for future development.
Okay, and the information age park as well, I know you're looking
to...
That's just making sure. So there could be significant developments there going forward.
There could be development in the future. The first thing is to get it development ready, because you wouldn't have got planning permission potentially given the existing access that was there. We have to deal with that access point. That will be dealt with in 2 months, and then we'll evaluate the opportunities there.
Okay, we wish you all the best with it. I appreciate your candor this morning. I hope we can catch up again in a few months' time.
No problem, Gavin.
All the very
Thank
best.
You.
Take care. Ray O'Driscoll there from Shannon Commercial Properties, the Information Age Park, of course, at the Gort Road that Ray was referring to there. We will keep an eye on some of what he has had to say, but some certainly interesting insights there, I hope. I hope you agree. We will be back in a couple of minutes' time. You're listening to Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your US getaway. Fly daily, direct and hassle-free from Shannon. Explore more today on shannonairport.ie.